I'd like to see us leveraging the situation that we have we've embarked on here, where Clare County Council owns the majority of visitor attractions in County Clare, actually the largest number of visitor attractions in the country. That puts us in a unique position where we can control where those visitors go, how they travel, and my view is that we need to use that to bring footfall mainly into our towns and villages and into areas where our small and medium businesses are operating. Footfall is the lifeblood of business. So my proposal is that we implement a pre-booking system through these council-owned attractions, whereby they come and when they come into County Clare, they land in a town and village destination, and there's a shuttle bus service that will bring them to the attractions. That'll bring them in to spend their money, to stay, and to use the local coffee shops and bring a vibrancy to towns and villages that may not be getting it at the moment, that are off the beaten track, that are off the Wild Atlantic Way, likes of Milton, Malbay, Kilfenora, Listonvarna, Corrifin, others, where that footfall could come and completely revitalise the economies of those small businesses in there. So I was really happy to get it confirmed by the Director of Services, Leonard Cleary, that system is being researched and out to tender at the moment to develop it, where we can actually control where the footfall comes into our county and benefit the local areas as a result.
And I take it that naturally this wouldn't be something that would, you know, as soon as a tourist comes off the plane or off the train or off any ferry, that they wouldn't be directed and say, okay, you have to go here. But it's more making this an accessible option so that it's very easy for them to go on an online portal and book, and that it might just be, if they are looking for something to do in Clare, that option is right in front of them.
Absolutely, and as we all know now, that people are making their plans in advance of travelling. So if you're travelling from somewhere in North America or somewhere else in Europe, and you go on and visit Clare website, that you can book to visit the Cliffs of Moher, say, for instance, and you land in the likes of Listonvarna or Kilfenora, and the shuttle bus service is there to take you to the Cliffs of Moher. So you don't know, like, if we're going anywhere, we're going to see the pyramids. We don't know where we're landing in Egypt to get as far as the pyramids. So we're taken by transport, but we're taken to the local town and village, so that intentionally we have guided people to places that we want to see economic activity, and we want to see the small and medium businesses benefiting on the back of it. And the other part of my motion is, alongside this, then we look at focusing on regeneration of the public realm and the stories of those small towns and villages. Imagine the story of the music makers of West Clare in Milton Malbay being involved, and the Willie Clancy story being there to be told. The story added to the Burn Centre in Kilfenora, of the Kilfenora Cayley Band and all the heritage of the High Crosses, of the Listonvarna historic town of wellness. So there are great stories to be told. Footfall equals economic activity, equals businesses thriving and surviving, and equals private money being invested as well into those towns. So it's a win-win, and I must say I'm really, really pleased that that's been confirmed today, that is in process, and I really look forward to seeing that as tourism being a real, real regenerative force in Clare County Council. And then I'll be able to stop making these motions, Dara.